Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The music of the Canadian composer Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramaté will be our whole program this week. Eckhart Gramaté was born as Sophie Carmen Sonia de Fridman in Moscow in 1899. Her mother, a piano student of Anton and Nicholas Rubinstein, worked as a governess in the Tolstoy household. As an infant, she was placed with foster parents in England for 4 years before her mother took her to Paris and began to teach her the piano. By the age of 6, she was composing her first piano pieces, and by the time she was 11, her Étude de Concert was published. She studied both piano and violin at the Paris Conservatoire and started touring at age 11, playing both instruments in Paris, Geneva, and Berlin. She moved to Berlin when she was 15, and by the time she was 20, she was performing concertos on both violin and piano, as well as becoming increasingly drawn towards composition. She married the expressionist painter Walter Gramaté. In the several photographs I've seen of her, she is always dressed like a man, in suit and tie. But there's a fine, moody portrait of her by her husband called Tired Flower Girl, which graces the booklet cover for her centenary celebration CD, and even in that she's wearing a tie. The couple spent a couple of years in Spain, where Pablo Casals became her mentor. In 1925, she went on a concert tour as duo pianist with Edwin Fischer. After the death of her husband in 1929, she toured the United States, performing to critical acclaim her compositions for piano and violin with Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia and Frederick Stock in Chicago. She gave up her performing career in 1930 to devote herself to composition. In 1934, Gramaté married the art historian Ferdinand Eckhart. In 1936, she studied in Berlin with Max Trapp. She moved to Vienna in 1939 and stayed there until 1954, when she moved to Winnipeg. In 1970, she was awarded the honorary doctorate from Brandon University, Manitoba, as well as the title professor by the Viennese Minister of Education. In 1974, she was the first Canadian composer to receive the Diplôme d'Honneur of the Canadian Conference of the Arts. Her life was also the subject of a 2-hour CBC documentary that year. In addition to her performing and composing careers, she developed a piano teaching method, Aigre Piano Technique. I'll tell you a little bit more about her later, but first, let's listen to her piece for string orchestra entitled Molto Sostenuto. It is the reworking of the second movement of a string quartet she had written almost 15 years earlier. It's performed by the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra with Mario Bernardi conducting.